You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mishnah Pei Amid Beis, the end of Ketzet Solon, yesterday's Taf. Pei Amid Beis. Next week, I found my Kash in the Chazanish. I asked the Kash in Shir today, Yossi, let me see what you answered. And today's Bat, Yossi. And it says, you can, the Pesach is Nechal, one Chabur and Shnei Mekaymas. Lechol, when he goes to a different Makam, it's two Chaburas. How can Freit the Chazanish, we asked this morning, but how can we say the Pesach is Nechal, there's Machloikis, Baisach, Yoichal, or Yeyachal? Can you eat the Kar Pesach in two Chaburas? That's the answer. The Baisach, Yoichal, Yeyachal means the Kar Pesach can't be divided into two groups, but a guy can go eat the Kar Pesach someplace else. I want to eat it someplace else. It's two groups.
Yeah.
The kasha and the chazanish.
Yeah, it was a footnote. I had the kasha when I learned it yesterday, and I found it in the footnote.
Yeah, so I
you mentioned the chazanish.
Yeah.
I'm doing this here now. Hello.
Kelsey, you mentioned the chazanish.
Yeah, I mentioned that kasha because when I was preparing yesterday, I thought of that kasha, and I couldn't.
Yeah, it's an obvious question. Yeah. So I wanted to answer like Rashi, Ikar. Rashi, that top Rashi, I want to use an answer, but then I slugged it up. Okay, but kids, sir, let's get to today's Shia, to tonight's Shia. The Mishnah Pei Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Mina Agaf Ulefnim Kulefnim, Mina Agaf Ulechutz Kilechutz. Now, what is the Agaf? I've had steers. I have a prima garden that didn't learn like I learned Pshat. What is the Agaf? In the Mishnah, it says from the Gavav inside is inside, and from Gavav outside is outside. But the Gemara, what is the Agav? Sestira. There's a stira in Diyukim. What is the din of the Agav? The Maze Agav. I found Fakert in the Prima Gadam. I was a little stunned when I'm being Ma'ayan Hetev for this year. See, to me, it seems obviously I'm Rashi. Rashi says, I don't think anybody argues this. Agav, the fifth line. Agaf kari kol mokam agafas adelis. Where the door bangs, they're called the lintel, where the door bangs is the agaf. Isn't that so? Is that Rashi says? Yes.
Agaf I thought it was the space that the door occupies when it's closed.
The gem.
Bang. Right. Agaf kari kol mokam agafas adelis. This word we changed. Shahu dofek. We switched it to dofek. The noikeg shan. Shesagrai. The inner tip of the thickness of the entrance, admakam and a shikash koren ravitz. Admakam and a shikash. In other words, so wherever the delus is, inside the door is inside. Outside the door is outside. But what about the agaf atzmo? Lechar means the place of the door. That's how we learned the sugya, right? So let's see the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, it's also nagi halacha. Windows, the windows and inside the chayim and the thickness of the wall on top of the wall. Remember, the Gemara says that's only if the wall is ground level. And today's daf, we learned that Ovi Achoma is only like the Azara if it's on ground level because Gagim and Ali is known as Gadshu. So we learned that Ovi Achoma is only considered inside if it's on ground level. I'm review the Mara. The Chayim Letfil. Now Rashi is a bell. I noticed our Chashulchan is this. The Chen Letfila learns Rashi that the Chen Letfila, first Rashi in the Gemara, Homid min agaf lefnim mitstarif lasara, but chabel chutz e mitstarif for a minion. Rashi learns if you're inside, you join for a minion. If you're outside, you can't count for a minion. If you're outside the agaf. And then the Gemara, so we have Shimon Levi Hagus, Pili of Shimon Levi. Rav argues with Shimon Levi. Rav Shimon Levi, I feel like it's a shabbos in my second Shabbat. Now, what does that mean? According to Rashi, it's a tema. According to Rashi, to a minion, it doesn't matter if they're outside. For a minion, it could be mitzvah for the minion. We mentioned in Shia that Tosfos and all the Rishayim argue with Rashi. See, according to Rashi, we don't pass by Rav Shimon Levi. You need, as the Shulchan Aruch says in Nun Hei Sif Yad Gimel, you need all 10 people in the same place. So like Darach HaShulchan asks, if you're going to stay in different places, there's always a minion. In every town, there's a minion. There's 10 people in the town. You don't have to go to shul. It's like the ultimate COVID. Everyone stay. Kotam Yishub and Levi. This is Darach HaShulchan asks, Yassi. Kotam Yishub and Levi. Kotam Rashi. So you don't have to come to shul. It's mitzdarif, so you have to say only one with nine. It's only one outside. So what's the difference, one or all ten? If ein mechitzah shabbos and machzev is to make a minion, so it's a perfect COVID minion. Everyone's saying we can have a Zoom minion. Halacha chas v'sham, nobody holds this way. But according to Rashi, that'll come out from Shimon Levi, which is a pella. So la halach, we learn that we're talking about not mitzdarif to minion. Avada mitzdarif to minion, you have to be in the same room. That's how the Shulchan Aruch pasks in nun hey, if you give. Avada to be mitzdarif to minion, you have to be in the same room. But what it means is to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Ein meshchitz shabbos amafsekes. Rav Yuda Rav holds the chen letlit fila. You can't answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Can't answer Kaddish and Kedusha unless you're in the same room. That's what, even though there's a minion, but you're not in the room, you can't answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Why? Because you need a minion. You don't have a minion. The minion is in that room. You're in a different room. You're agafu lechutz, so you can't answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Good news, Matcha, we paskin not this way. We pask if there's a minion in the shul, you could stand outside, you could stand in there's a snoshim, you could stand wherever you want, and you can answer. V'chein l'tfila. So it's a funny pshat, v'chein l'tfila. Even according to Rashi, it doesn't mean tfila, it means minion. According to Tais, it means l'tfila, means to answer kedusha and yesh mechaba. If you now remember Shofar, well, you don't need a minion. Remember what we said in Shia. Right? Like Taisa says, why Shofar? Of course, you can be Yotzit Shofar from another house because you don't need a minion for Shofar. But to answer Kedusha, you need a minion. So, how can you answer Kedusha that in the minion? See, we take it for granted because we know the din. But Rav holds, you can't answer a minion Shirab or Kedusha unless there's a minion in your room. And we Paskim Shuban Levi. Once there's a minion, then ein mechitza mavzel rafsekis. You can answer you have your.
Okay. Rabbi, don't we say that the people that are upstairs in Ezra's Noshim have to come downstairs to put a minion?
Okay. I looked into that. We have to wait for that month. That we'll talk about in another half hour, 20 minutes. Upstairs in Ezra's Noshim, we have to see the rules. If you can see each other, we have to study a lot.
And if the other people are...
Step by step. We want to learn the sugya in the doorway, out of the doorway. We'll get to there's a snush and we'll get into the courtyard. We'll get the matzah. Okay? Okay? I'm not just pushing you off. Okay. I did find an Aruch HaShulchan who says that I'm skeptical. See, I tell the people of Taruch HaShulchan says, just like an answer Kaddish Kedusha, he writes a Tefillah B'Tzivut. Open Aruch HaShulchan. He's the only one I found it. I just found it within a half hour. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Lav Davkin. I'm in Mechilas Kvayda. But see, we have people in the shul, Motcha knows, with our shul, they hate masks. But they don't want to walk down into the shul, so they daven upstairs near Ezra's Noshim. So I said, no, you're not Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibah. You can answer Kaddish and Yesh Meir Abba, but you're not Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibah. I found open in the Aruch HaShulchan. He has no raya. He just thinks that way, and I don't necessarily agree. But the great Aruch HaShulchan says that you are Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibah up there, even though you don't count for a minion. Even though I'm assuming, Tommy, that you don't count for a minion unless they're in the shul. See, when we need a minion, we call them down. Now, there is a tzad that you don't have to call them down. We'll discuss that shortly. But basically, I don't paskin. If they want to be mitzdarif to a minion, we call them down. If we don't need them for minion, we say, okay, you stay up there. You can answer what you want. Tefillah b'tzibah, but that's your business. So they have a leg to stand on. The Aruch HaShulchan knows that even if you're daven upstairs, you yotze tefillah b'tzibah. So now look at the next gemara. This is why I get so confused. Okay. The Gemara has a steer in the Mishnah implication. Classic Gemara. Steer in implication. It's not the first time we had this in Shas. Haguf Akash. Amis Mina Agaf Ulifnim. From the Agaf Ulifnim. We'll call that the jam where the door slams. Kalifnim. Ha Agaf Atzmo Kalachutz. But Agaf Atzmo is Kalachutz. Hema Sefer, Min Agaf Ulechutz. So Rashi already in the Mishnah, we left out the Agaf. We say inside the Agaf is inside. Outside the Agaf is outside. What is the din of the Agaf? Agaf Atzmo Klifnim. So it's a Stira Diyukim. The Gemara makes a chiluk between the gateways of the Azor and the gateways of Yushalayim. Now I'll tell you, Yossi, what's bothering me right away and confusing me. The difference between Azor and Yushalayim is not just the Agaf, it's the whole doorway. See, this whole chiluk, as with the Gemara, we'll read the Gemara, progresses. Is the Gemara, Yossi, talking about the Agaf or the doorway? I notice in the Prima Gadim, he says, the Agaf is the whole doorway. Wait. We didn't learn that way when we're learning the Daf, the Gemara Rashi. So look what he says. Look what the Gemara says. Kamishare Azor, Kamishare Yushalayim. The Gemara makes a chiluk between the gateways of the Azor, the doorways of the Azor, and the doorways of Yushalayim. Nam Shema Yitzchak. The Melal Miskatcher Shari Yushalayim. Why weren't Shari Yushalayim sanctified? The Mitzrayim, they come to Yushalayim. And it's raining, and they're getting soaked. So they protect themselves under the Shari Yushalayim. A Mitzrayim can't walk into Yushalayim. A Mitzrayim can't walk into Yushalayim. It's Chutz Gimel Machnais. So they made the gateways, they're not holy. Doesn't have Kedushas Yushalayim. So the Mitzrayim can stand under the gateways to protect themselves from the pouring rain. That's why they weren't Makdish, the gateways of Yushalayim. Only Shari Niknar. See, the gateways of the Azara are yes, Niskan. The gateways of the Azara are yes, Niskanish. One of them, only one of them was not Niskanish. That's the Shari Niknar. That's the famous one, the east one, where the guy brought the doors fell off the boat, there was a storm, the whole Gemara Yuma. So we didn't read this Rashi in the Daf. The long Rashi brings the Makar that the Mitzrayim has to stick his thumbs into the Azara. But if he can't walk into the doorway, he can't get his thumbs into the Azara. So the Shar Niknar, they said, okay, you can walk up to the Azara, stick your thumbs in. So this way the Mitzrayim doesn't have to walk into the Azara. The thumbs is a Shar Bi, even Mixa Shmabi,
Eloshmabiya.
Yes, I'm Bizvach.
Eloshmabiya, right.
Yes, it's a big machloikis of Shmi B'mitzah. Okay. Now, so what comes out from this Gemara? The Gemara is steer in the Mishnah. Is the Gemara speaking about Tefillah? No. The Gemara is speaking about
Kedusha.
Kedusha Shiras Halayim, or Kedusha Sazora. As Taisu says, the Mishnah is speaking about Karm Pesach, must be the doorways of Yushalayim. Is the Mishnah speaking about Karm Pesach? Karm Pesach in the whole Yushalayim.
Kachay Kalam.
What?
Kachay Kalam.
Yeah, so you can eat the whole Yushalayim. So must we speak about the doorway? Because we mentioned Taisus. You saw this. Taisus says, once you make a chiluk between the Shar and that Shar, the Teretz is we're talking about Yushalayim. So Yushalayim, the doorways, were not Niskadish. They were not Niskadish. So we have a steer. So what do we answer this steer? We say, oh, the doorways of Yushalayim were not Niskadish. But the doorways of the Azara were Niskadish. Now, what does that have to do with Agaf Atzma? We're discussing, Yossi, Agaf Atzma. This chiluk of Yushalayim and the Azara is not the doorway, it's Agaf itself, is where the door jams, where the door closes. This chiluk that we're making between Yushalayim and the Azara, to my knowledge, is not where the door closes. The steer was, we know within where the door closes is Kilifnit. Outside where the door closes is Kilichut. Now we want to know the place where the door closes. This chiluk has nothing to do with that. So this is what's confusing me, Yossi, when we discuss the Paiskim. We'll have to figure this out.
Why, there's no door over there? I mean, by the gate of Yerushalayim, there's no door there?
I don't know.
There is doorways. There is doors.
But, so.
There is doors.
Rabbi, I wanted to tell you first, shock. What about Lagabit Tefillah? What's the din of under the doorways, Lagabit Tefillah? So let's learn a little Shulchan Aruch. Now, you want to get your Mishnah Berurahs? So I needed the Shulchan Aruch. I needed my problems with my Mishnah Berurah, my trusted Mishnah Berurah. Here it is. If you have Mishnah Berurahs, let's learn a little Shulchan Aruch. Learn with the sugya, a little Shulchan Aruch.
Which simon?
Nun Ei Sif Yud Gimel. Simon Nun Ei Sif Yud Gimel says that the minyan has to be in one place. Now, what about people in the doorway? Could people in the doorway even dive to the minyan? Sarsh you call Asara b'makom echad sheik mechaber. Simon Nun Ei Sif Yud Gimel. Sarsh you call Asara b'makom echad. Now, it's not like Rashi learns of Yeshua b'Levi. All 10 have to be in one place. And the shots with them. We had the shayla in Yeshiva Rakei Meiriv. The minyan where I got Meiriv, an 830 minyan, the shots wanted to be on the other side of the mechitza, and the Anfas said, no, you can't do that. I found open Prima Gadim and Mishnah Berurah, clear, that even if I have a minyan in this room, the shots can't stand in another room and say Kaddish and Kedusha. See, this shots wanted to stand on the other side of the mechitza and be the Shlech Tzibur. So a couple of us protested. No, you got to walk on this side of mechitza.
Even though what mechitza? What do you mean? The COVID mechitza? What?
No. There's a mechitza like for mechitzas nashim. Okay, it's a mechitza like to separate the dining rooms. It's a mechitza running down the dining room. So I don't know if they have it for COVID, for not for COVID. You know, it may make a difference, by the way. But okay, let's move. It says so. She calls sabim makom echad ushvitzi b'mayim. Now the mechaber paskins, but imay b'soich a pesach mina agafula chutz. If you b'soich a pesach, mechaber says if you're in the doorway mina agafula chutz, dahinu kshesoger adelis. Dahinu was agaf kshesoger adelis looks like Rashi, the place where you close the door. Mimakom pnimius. So the door is usually on the inside of the doorway. Usually they put the door towards the inside of the doorway. Shall over adas. Ulachutz behind the door. Lachutz kilachutz. Mina agaf ulachutz kilachutz. As I state mechana. He paskins mina agaf legabi tefillah. See, Rabbi say, I was so you wasn't talking about tefillah. See, what the Gemara said, v'chein letefillah. That was the first Gemara. When the Gemara asked the stira, the words talking about Kedushas Yushalayim and Kedushas Azov. So the Mechaber applies the Gemara. It looks legal, right? Yeah. See, the Mechaber says that Yekam Timis Shalvedas Luchutz Kiluchutz. He says, so if you want to look at the Bialach, if you want to look at the Bialach on page Beiches, the Bialach shall Ovi Adelis. So what is the Mechaber saying? He's saying legabit tefillah, legabit tzir for minyan. Tzir for minyan, you have to be in one room. So what about if you're in the doorway? So in paskins like this chilek mila agaf ulechutz kilechutz. Ayn the Mishnah Berurah the heicha shadelas kavua letzad pnim. If the door is towards the inside, it's on the inside. The door is closed. It's on the inside of the door, of the doorway. And the door is only a little bit in the opening of the doorway. And the door is opened according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim. That's the Mechaber Paskins like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Even though he says from the Gemara, it's Mashma Fakirat. I'll explain to you the Raya of the Beis Yosef. He says, the Das Rabbeinu Yeruchim, La Shulchan Aruch, the Posech Havoseh. Nirud Lo Mitzdav. So guys, outside the door jam, if he's behind the door jam, he's not mitzvah. As I state in Shulchan Aruch, it's Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Mabesoch Makom Ovi Adas, Mabesoch Chala Pesach. Chom Nadas Hatani the Pesach Chabogen Avram Kasei Tzarchim. Okay. Said Tzarchim. Why? Because he brings the Prima Gadim. Kifi Pirush Shala Prima Gadim Beinyan Agaf. The Mokah Cholam Mikwe B'Shem Agav. Prima Gadim, Shane's definition of Agav. I saw this Prima Gadim. I was stunned. Prima Gadim says, when the Mechaber says Agav, he means the entire doorway. Not what we're learning Agav means, like Rashi, that the place where the door closes. And the truth is, Yossi, it makes more sense in the Gemara. because when the Gemara is mechalik between the Harabayas and between the Hecha, between the Azara and the Shir Yerushalayim, it doesn't talk about any doorways there. It's a share. It's talking about the Pesach, the Shari Yerushalayim and Shari Azara. It doesn't make a difference. So I'm so confused because the Gemara is asking a steer about the place of the doorway. And so the God tells me, no, we're not talking about the place.
Look at the Mishnah Berurah. V'lo gara mechatzah katanash and nifsol
gedolah. Yeah, I know.
That's a separate room.
Right.
It's a separate room. That's not worse than an agav.
So that's the Gruz Taina. That's what they Taina. That's the Gruz Tainas.
That's you
move into a little room. So what? Nine guys in the big room. Remember that Sugyan Erevin.
That's right. That's much worse.
The Gruz brings this. Yeah, the Mishnah. Mishnah quotes it from the Achrayim that the doorway should be no worse than a big chatzar open to a little chatzar.
Right, that's much worse.
So the guy in the doorway, there's no Pesach. It's parts milah like the little chatzar. If you have nine people in the big chatzar and one guy the little chatzar is mitzdarif, like it says in Shulchan Aruch right here in Sif Yudzayin. So I want to see the
Mogen Dalid, the Seraph Yomad, Afigesh Hefsik Mechutza Beneyem, Kivon the Mara Lehem Pana, Daimel Lamashinam, each other. He's bringing.
See, we didn't learn that yet. You're looking too much. The other things that we didn't study about it, Mara Lehem Panim.
What if he says that? If you can see each other, it's also.
Well, that's a big machlokes.
See, that's what Rose bringing down.
We don't rely. Maybe the Yevid you can rely on the people of God. I'll speak about it now. You don't want to let me wait.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Godim thinks that if you can see each other, even two different rooms, it's okay. That whole sugya with the big chatzah open to the little chatzah, I mentioned it in the Erevin, is only if you can't see each other. But if you can see each other, then you can be at two different rooms, two different places, just like Birchas HaMazon, Kufat Sadiyeh. The Rashba says maybe. Rashba says.
Well, what about hearing? What about hearing each other?
No, you have to be able to see each other. You have to be able to see.
So, Rabbi, if somebody's standing on Rockwall Road and I'm standing over here where we live, I can't hear nothing. You're telling me I'm part of the many of these, a million on Rockwall Road?
If you can see each other. If you can see each other and you can't hear each other, I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe
you have by the button, Alexandria.
Use flags.
Rabbi, we used to say in the Beis Medrash of Pompadisa.
Alexandria.
They used to wave the flags. You don't have to be a
flags. Alexandria.
Remember, they weren't being
mistaken. No, Pompadisa also.
It's Alexandria.
We have no raya from Alexander. You can be starved to a million people that can't hear. You can answer Amin Yeshme Rabbi if you can't hear, if you have the flags. But we have no raya that you can be starved to a million if you can't hear. So Matcha may be right. You have no raya from Alexandria. They're not being starved to a million. They're just the people all
answering. They're answering.
Yes, they wave flags.
So what's the purpose of davening there for them? Ooh. They want to be with a minion.
Yeah, they're not in the same room. The Chari and Alexandria and Zichat feel, but see, but they're all in one room. They just can't hear. They just can't hear, so they wait.
So they had flags.
Mistav to minion, any yodea. Mistav to me, that mistav to minion, you have to hear also. You have to be in the same room and also hear. I tend to agree.
If I may, just to clarify, mistav to minion means there's only 10 people.
Right. Mistav to minion means that you want to make the minion. You want to make the minion. So, Rabbi Sai. So there's so many details here. I like to learn the sugya. I want to learn what we see from the Gemara. This is a fascinating Magen Avraham here. It says,
you are listening to benstorah.com.
The Mechabit says, Me'asofa, Me'pir shal ov yadas kechutz kilchutz. Zot the Magen Avraham. I'm reading to you a Magen Avraham. I just whipped out of Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham. Here's the Malkum Sgira Sadelis. See the Magen Avraham, he's not going like the Prima Gadim. Malkum Sgira Sadelis. It's very confusing. We're talking about the whole doorway, or just the place the door closes. So the Magen Avraham learns the Shulchan Aruch. Pirish the Malkum Sgira Sadelis Havikiluchos. Notice the Magen Avraham is going on Malkum Sgira Sadelis. The Prima Gadim says the Agav is called the whole doorway. the Magen Avraham is more consistent to Rashi and Shas. Over Sefer Tanya, this is not the Tanya. I used to think when I was young, this is not the Tanya. This Sefer Tanya is like a Rishon. I don't know what it is. No, anyone know who it is? I don't know. But it's not the Tanya, what we call, you know, the Rebbe, the Tanya, the Bala Tanya. This is another Sefer called Tanya. You ever heard of it, Matcha? Mishnah Berurah quotes it a lot. But it's not the Bala Tanya. That's called the Graz, the Shav Shulchan Aruch. That's the Bala Tanya. This Sefer Tanya, it's something else. Of a Sefer Tanya, daf ayin beis pasak davi kalifnim. V'chein mashma b'gemar. V'chein mashma b'gemar. The Magen Avraham is very makatz. It's mashma b'gemar. That the agav is kalfim mashma b'gemar. So what's the right from the gemar? So the beis yosef. So if you look, if you have a Shulchan Aruch, if you want to study the Machz HaShekel, they explain, the Beis Yosef in the Torah explains the Raya from the Gemara. The Shari HaZora is Niskadish. The gateways of the HaZora is Kaddish, except for Shari Nikna. So it's a Raya, the Shari, the Sharim are like inside. Yerushalayim, why weren't they Niskadish? Because the Mitzvah wants to hide from the rain. Mashma, without that, it would be like inside. This is the Raya of the Beit Yosef, the Magen Avraham means from the Gemara. Because remember, the Gemara had this Agaf Atzmo, the Gemara made a Chiluk. So what do we see from this Chiluk? This Chiluk is only Legabi Kedushas Yerushalayim, it's not Tefillah. See, it's Mashmeh, this is what the Beis Yosef says, yes. It's Mashmeh the Sugya, that Shara Yerushalayim, they want Miskadish it, because they want the Mitzvah to be able to go there. But if not, it would be like inside. We bring a raya that the Sharim are like inside because there's a special reason why they left the Shari Yerushalayim outside so the Mitzvah can protect themselves from the rain. If not for that, it would be like inside. And he says even Shari Azara, they're like inside except Shar Nikna. One exception so the Mitzvah can stick his thumbs in from the Shar Nikna. So he says it's a raya, says the Beis Yosef. Zariah, that under the doorpost is like inside, not even the gafel lechutz, not like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And min agav lechutz is kelechutz. Zot the Beis Yosef, and that's what Magamir means. Came mashma b'gemara, that it's mashma fakert, that in the doorway is all b'bifnim. They only made exceptions by Yerushalayim because of the Mitzayra, but if not for those special, just by tefillah, it's going to be bifnim. So many poskim pask in the doorway. And then what Mordechai says, they bring chatzik tana l'gdayla. That's the gross point, that a chatzik tana l'gdayla can be mitzdarif. So when you're in the doorway, it's like a little courtyard open to a big courtyard. So that's, you know, what we say now. The prima gadim holds. Now, I want to show you something. Let me show you something. So that's the sugya. This is the sugya with the poskim. How do we paskim in a aga full of chutz? L'gabi tila. See, this yesterday you didn't cover in your daf ayomi, hopefully. Legabi tefillah, what's the difference between the agaf ulechutz? Bachleikis, the Tanya, whoever it is, the Tanya, and the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch himself held its kidefnim, but he says, Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, Faker, he goes like Rabbeinu Yeruch. Paskins, that's kilechutz. From the doorpost, from the agaf ulechutz, it's kilechutz. The other post can say, no, from the sugyat smash, where the whole doorway is kilefnin, unless you have a reason not to make it that way. So it's a machloikas poskim. Now, what about seeing each other? So the Mishnah Berurah brings, if you want, I'll show from the Mishnah Berurah, in Simen Mem Ches, Kol Asa. Afilon Enron Elos Elon. Oh, look at the Mishnah Berurah Mem Chet. And Ois Mem Ches, that's beginning of Sif Yud Gimel. All these halachas are nun a sif yud gimel, and sif cut mem ches four lines from the bottom. He says, "I feel an enum roim asel lo sel." In the same room, you don't have to see each other. Kem shem bebayis echad achrayim, and sasim bechedizem, and sasim bechedir achem. In different rooms, enum itstarvim, kem itstarvim apishapes pasul beneim. If there's an open door, can't be mitstarv. That's why when we done by mincha bayah. In the shul, there's a mechitza separating my kailov from the other two kailovs. We learn in the shul in Cedarhurst, and there's a mechitza separating the doors, the openings on both sides. But I think it's omid murbala parts. It's very close. I was going to measure it today. But There is a mechitza separating the two rooms. So I say 10 people have to be on the other side of mechitza. Mishum the ancient pirza. A pesach kufim chzir chshuv. Aleib shnei batim. And even if there's no door, filim shem delas meinehem. Even if there's no door, like in my shul. Koshem shnei reshuis, bin roze zeim and stuff. Ah. V'yesh machmir afilu b'royim. If they could see each other in two rooms, what happens if they could see each other in two rooms? Are they mitzarif? That's the big shayla. If they could see each other. Now, in my shul, the mechitzah upstairs, you can see through a little bit. It's one of those mechitzahs, they can't see the whole person, but you can see the people there, you can see a little bit.
Robert, what happens if there's a doorway and you're looking and you're in a different room, but you look through the door? You look through the door.
So it's a machloik sachroin of Royan Elis El by Bircham Samaj, and it helps. And Lagabi, this thing, it's a machloikis, if it helps. Bishasad chak the makel, but only Bishasad chak. So look what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. This is where I get to my show. In Bemtes, are you taste the vayas vechad besuk? Other shy. House is open to the sukkah. 10 in the house, 1 in the 9 in the house, 1 in the sukkah. Yesh om the mitzvah. Yesh chok. Sheish pe. Test be mok echad. The echad achar avilo in shaposim at sneas. A mechitza. Avilo in the sneas. 9 on one side and 1 on the other side. Mitzvahim. A mitzvah. So my shul, so in the base medrash by us, I'd have to call people in. The mechitza, what was it put there for? It was put there only litznias. I don't know why he was put there. I wanted to ask the Rav why he put it there. I think because there's a sink that's in the back, there's a sink. He wants to make it, and you know, that the shul should be more private. It's litznias. They put the mechitza there. But it's not a mechitza lahat there. The Afghan Bishul, litznias baum. The tefillin, Osefet Torah, ki hei lahavi mechitza l'shamish mitaso. This achrayim old. If this separation, now he says, with the line. Is this vilon lav dafka or dafka curtain? What about, it's not a curtain by us, it's a strong mechitza. It's a strong mechitza. When he says a curtain, is it dafka a curtain? Or he means even a mechitza? I don't know. He says if the vilon, if there's a curtain there, if the curtain wasn't put up for a function of mechitza, it's mitzvah. So I'm a supik, but he means a curtain only. Is a curtain, is a davar arai, but we have a very solid wooden, you know, strong wooden mechitza. So maybe that would not help. He's saying a vilan helps, and some people even make a, even if the mechitza was put up there for timat tashmish, but of course the mechitza was just litznias. So according to Mishnah Berurah, if you hold that a heavy mechitza is the same as a vilan, but I'm a little misub. I don't know if it's vilan is dafka, or lav dafka. So that's why I'm going to still call 10 people on the other side of mechitza. Now, Rabbi Roim Elu Es Elu. So now I have to read to you another Mishnah. That's Roim Elu Es Elu. We saw the Mishnah before, but Roim, we saw before. See, he brings, Aruch HaShulchan has an interesting point about seeing each other. Look at I want to show you something else, very pertinent to this. Okay, Sif Yud Dalet. Sif Yud Dalet. Next Sif in Shulchan Aruch. Misha Omer Achoyu Beis HaKnes. Uveneim Chaloyim. There's a window. Afilu Gvoh Kama Koymais. It's not a window on the floor. What do we say in our mission? The window's not mitzdarif, right? Chaloyim is? Well, we said a Chaloyim and a Gvoh Kama, it's only mitzdarif if it's ground level. But here it says no. If you have a window and it's high up the window, he means it's not ground level like the sugya. Feel in a rachav abad arba. It's not even four tefachim. Had a little window. Umarla and panav, and he sticks his face in the window. Mitzdarif him amlasar. Here it is. Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you have a little window and he puts his face there, it's mitzdarif lasar.
Even if you can't hear.
Not necessary. No, I wouldn't say that. Not necessary.
Well, you can hear through the window, or you can't hear through the window.
You can hear through a window. You just open. In those days, the window was not glass; it was an open space. Mitzayvim, look at the Mishnah in Nun Beis. This is from Ilchas Birchas Hamos. Daftesh hefsek mechitza beinayim. It's a mechitza. It's a big mechitza. It's just a little window. It sticks his face in the window. Cave in the malam panav. Since his face goes through the window, domul mashulah kam tzadik kuf tzadiyeh birchas hamozayim. in the zim the same as them staff. The kim came if he's a pasha on the men's as notion. Ah, here's the ladies section. If you're in the ladies section, of mechitza mafsekes, of there's a mechitza mafsekes, yesh chalon, there's a window. Umalem panav. So again, in our shul, I'm a subbing mantra. Is this called maraponim? Because you can't see the face well. You know, we have the lattice. You can see a little bit, but you can't. I don't know if that's called maraponim. Because you see someone's there, but you can't see, right? You know, I'm a little mesuk modcha. If our mechitz is called royim elu es elu.
But Rabbi, who do you have to see? The chazan or the whole oilam? Who do you have to see?
Mixasim rois elu es elu. One guy sees another guy. By Zimun, it says in Kuf Tzadiyah, as soon as one of this group sees one of that group, it's enough. See, when we died by COVID in the backyard, so during the heat of the COVID, when we were very machmir, so I davened in one backyard. And when the police chased us, you know, we were davening on the street, but then the rabbanim called the police, and the police said not, and one of the guys with the minion, so we started going to the backyard. We didn't want to start with the police, so we went to the backyard, two backyards. And you couldn't see each other. One guy, I made sure we had five guys in this backyard, and five guys in that backyard, and one guy could see both mutter. That's what we relied on during COVID. We had two different backyards, but one guy, I made himself to stand where I could see the other place. So one guy of our group could see the other group. We would take
why on the street, when we're davening on the street, the Rebbe was makbid, everybody should be on one side.
Because it says in Kuf Tzadi, in Shulchan Aruch, the only mitzvah to a minyan on the same side of the street. If 1-5 on one side of the street, 1-5 on the other street, and the pre-begadim says, obviously it's the same thing here. It's stating pre-begadim open. It is an open pre-begadim. And just like by Birchas HaMazon, it says you're not mitzvah on two sides of the street. So it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Two side of the street is not in the gutter. Two side of the street means you're on the sidewalk, perhaps, on the sidewalk. Yes. But if you're in the street itself, then that doesn't make a difference.
I'm a little misunderstood. Of course, if you're on the street, so if one guy's on one side of the street, on the other side of the street.
No sidewalk.
What happens if you're on the street, but you're on this side of the street? Once you're in the street, I was more nighter to be made, as long as they're in the street. But you can't have five guys on one side of the street. That's open in Shulchan Aruch in Echaz Berachas HaMazon.
But Rabbi, you had two people in two separate
rooms. That's in Echaz Berachas HaMazon. What?
But Rabbi, you had five people in each yard with a mechitz in the middle. How did that work? I don't understand.
It worked because Miksas and Rosa were relying on the prima. Even though Mishmur says it's only B'shas Adchak, and Lechatchili shouldn't do this, Miksas and Rosa, because the Rashba, the marker of this whole thing that shtelzu tefillah with a minion to Birchas HaMazon is a Rashba. And he says, Efshar. The Rashba says, Efshar, and also works by tefillah. So B'shas Adchak, all the place can say, you can rely on this din. So even though in different backyards is a mechitza beinayim, but I was able to see the other five people, and we had people on our side, we could see each other. So we mitzarif, even though no mechitza, full mechitza beinayim, but just as long as somebody could see somebody from another group, like Birchas HaMazon. That's what we did in the COVID. Now,
if you look at Tesvav, Tesvav's also, the Sheikh Seals Mustabit in the doorway.
Yeah, that's a different. That's also by see all the Chaz Birchas HaMazon. If the Shlich Tzibers, even if they don't see each other,
right?
Even if they don't see each other,
the Shlich Tzibers Mechaber both sides,
right? That's yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Anyway.
I'm very surprised, Rebbe, that the Mishnah Berurah, nobody talks about the voice. They only talk about seeing each other.
Yeah, right, right.
It's very funny, no? I mean, the guy doesn't hear anybody, and he's part of the minion. It doesn't make any sense.
Let's look at another Mishnah Berurah. I want to show you another Mishnah Berurah. This about Mitzasim Brian Elos Elu. Mitzasim Bazar. Look in Nun Zion. Im Ksas HaSar Bebeis HaKnes Mitzasim Bazar. Some in shul, some the azara. Einan mitstarfim. Mitzas hasar b'deis haknesses. Mitzas b'azara. Einan mitstarfim. So how does that jibe with this chaloyim with Sif Yadali? In Sif Yadali, we said if you're standing behind the shul, v'neim chaloyim, v'gal kamikomus, You want mitzvah. So here it's speaking when you can't see each other. They have to be in shul. But the Mishnah Brura. So here we get into a big machlokes, the famous prima donna. Who are the nafilim teis b'deisikas v'yochid b'azor? Doesn't it? El ten after in the shul. Because of our prima donna. Here it is. Aidus if you zayv v'dichas v'yotest. It's the man that we're learning here now. About the chatzik doyla l'ktana. Ma'im shein rom ezeze. They can't see each other. There is no one who can see from the two groups to connect them. The b'royim zeze. If there's somebody in one group that can see the other group, I feel b'shnei batim mamish mitzvah. Do me a dezimun. The yesh machmir. I feel b'roim. Uv makom atchak efshar sheyesh lak. So we were doing matcha. We were relying on a kula that the Mishnah Berurah says that those are machmir. They can make a minion, even roim, not like the, because even the Rashb is making. This is Epsha. The whole source of this making a minion is an Epsha of the Rashi. So the Mishnah of Praskin said, Epsha b'makom adchak, Epsha laka. But this was such a makom adchak that he relied on Mitzvah and Roman Elu. Mishnah said, Epsha b'makom
adchak. The Bishop brings down a note over there, why it works. The Bishop brings down a note. He says, Shal Shus Minchas Yitzchak. Shakol nasal tashmish base on measure. Shagam ro elos elu hakol nechshav kicheda echad. Since it's all a tashmish of the base of medrash, shmechiva shakol nasal tashmish base of medrash, shagam ro elos elu hakol nechshav kicheda echad. Nechshav machon adchach yesh hakel bizer.
Yeah, but I don't agree. The reason that doesn't help us, Matka, is because we're talking about a big courtyard to a little courtyard. It has nothing to do with a shul. That would be nice if we're only talking about, let's say, Chatz Azorah, the Azorah of the Shul, or that. But we're talking about other cases here.
He says, Yeshasham Nechshav HaPesach Mechitza B'neihem. V'nimsu HaAzorah HaOmdim B'shnei Batim K'mo SheKosav HaMishnah Berurah Leil.
Yeah, I don't know what he's trying. Maybe he's trying to say, I don't know what you're trying to contribute here, but different or more than we said. But there's a by Birchas Hamazon it says Mitzasim Romis Elos Elu Kimi Mitznarif. So Rashba says it could be for a minion the same thing. So we're relying on that Rashba that even though it's two different rooms, if they can see each other, if even one guy in one group can see the other group, so then you can be Mitznarif and minion. And on that, the Mishnah Berurah says, Efshab, maybe you can be Mako Bishasadcha. Uvmaradchak, Efshab Shiyeshlag. So we had the chutzpah because of COVID. So it's a Shasadchak. Eilucha Shasadchak, Olam and Zoom. So we did it in the backyards. And we were Mako Mitzas and Romas Eleilu like this Mishnah Berurah. But it's not simple at all. It's not simple at all to be Mako on this. So that's why when we have people upstairs, see, it could be, see, there is a svara. Matcha is bringing a svara from someone that maybe as a snoshim is part of the shul, it's better. But you
see,
not that way. There's a snoshim. We had there's a snoshim, right? Only if they could see. Now, in our shul, you know.
Nasal tashmish base of medrash.
What?
It's a tashmish of the base of medrash.
Yes, I hear that svara. But that only helps for the Ezra snoshim. We're not learning about Ezra snoshim.
Rabbi, what bothers me.
But the Ezra snoshim, maybe it's a little better because it's part of the base of medrash. No,
in Ezra snoshim, it's also you can also hear. That's the only difference. You can also hear.
You have to be able to hear. I'm with you, Matzah. You have to be able to hear. I'm asking.
But how come nobody addresses it? I just don't understand why nobody mentions it.
Because usually usually, if you can see each other, you can hear. And I don't.
It's obvious. That's why.
No. Yeah, why is it obvious? It's not obvious.
You can't hear. You can't part of the minion.
So you could be far away. You could see somebody. You don't hear it.
Right. But then you won't be able to be mitzvah to minion on these.
You can't hear.
We were davening Habibu North, driveway to driveway. So people couldn't hear. So either they told the Shlich Tzibah to move back or them to move up. Because we at the beginning, when the Rabbanim were attacking your Rav, because I was davening with a minion, so they were so upset because of the COVID. So we were very far away. We're driveway to driveway, so it wasn't so easy for everyone in the back to hear the chazan. We had that Shaila Matcha on Harbor View North. So we'd always make sure we tell the Shliach Tzibur come a little back, come towards the back, send them to come closer. They couldn't hear. We had this case, Matcha, when we were making a minyan on Harbor View North, the driveway. The people in the back couldn't hear the shots. And I was very makbid that they should be able to hear. I held like you. You can't even start to minyan if you can't hear. But you're right. I didn't find it often. I didn't find it open. Yeah. So I did find in the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says some interesting things on this Aruch HaShulchan. As I said earlier, that you can certainly answer upstairs, wherever you hear, outside, people stay outside. If you hear the tzibur, the shaila is the tefillah b'tzibur. Is it tefillah b'tzibur if you could, is it that called tefillah b'tzibur? If you're in a different room and you can see, a different room and you can hear, so you can answer. And let's say you can see. And if you can see, but you can answer. Now, is that called tefillah b'tzibur? Is that called tefillah b'tzibur? So, l'chatchila we pasuk, you don't make a minyan that way. Just by seeing, you don't rely on the Rashba. You know, Mishmur is only efshe l'akel, b'shas adchak, efshe sheyesh l'akel. B'mok adchak, efshe sheyesh l'akel. It's all the Mishnah Berurah concedes, if you could see. Now, when we were in the front of the houses, there was no mechitza. See, the maila before we were thrown to the backyards, is the front of the house, there was no mechitza. In the backyards, there's mechitzas between the backyards. So we had to rely on the prima garden. They had fences between the 2 yards. So what I did find in the Aruch HaShulchan, I mentioned in the beginning of the shiur, that he holds that when you can answer, even though you can't make a minyan, let's assume that in our way as a snoshim, you have to come down here. But it's tefillah b'tzibur, but look, since you can answer, I mean, yesh mei rabad, and you can answer kedusha, it's called tefillah b'tzibur. I think that's very controversial, right? Lav davka. Ein mechitzas shavazim lav sekas. That means I'm done doing tefillah b'tzibur. To be tefillah b'tzibur, I say you have to be in the same room as the tzibur. I can answer, I mean, yesh mei rabad. Does that mean? See, this is what we want to clear. We want to understand. Is the Yesh Mei Rabbah the same thing as being called Tefillah B'Tzibur? So you say, yeah, because you need a Tzibur to say Yesh Mei Rabbah. You can't answer Yesh Mei Rabbah. The Teretz is, and Mechitza Shabbat, so Mavshik. Once there's a minion, so I can answer, I mean Yesh Mei Rabbah, even though I'm outside the minion. Does that mean it counts as Tefillah B'Tzibur? No one says that except Aruch HaShulchan. I found tonight, Shulchan says, since you can answer Yom Yishmei Rabbah, it's also called Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's also Mechitz Shabbaz or Mafsik. Here there's a Tzibur. Now, I Mechitz Shabbaz or Mafsik. So just like an answer Yom Yishmei Rabbah, it's called Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's what, so now these guys upstairs and the ladies said, should I call them down to tell you, listen, don't you want to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur? See, I tell them privately, I don't announce this. I tell the guy, come downstairs. It's not pasha to me. I kept on saying, I'm not sure if it's tefillah b'tzibur. I didn't know about this Aruch HaShulchan. I said, I'm not sure. You can ask any your rabbanim if you want. But I'm a sipik, Yossi, if it's called tefillah b'tzibur, where you can answer. You can hear, and you can answer Yesh Mei Rabbah. It doesn't mean necessarily that it's tefillah b'tzibur. So I found the Aruch HaShulchan, which I hear it. Because if I can say Yesh Mei Rabbah, means there's no separation between me and the tzibur. So it's tefillah b'tzibur. What does Mechitzas Shabbazel mean? There's a minyan here. So as long as I can hear, I can say Amen Yesh Mei Rabbah. Because Mechitzas Shabbazel mafsik. Halt Aruch HaShulchan. That's like I'm tefillah b'tzibur also. Mechitzas Shabbazel mafsik. There's a tzibur here, and I'm davening here, and Mechitzas Shabbazel mafsik. So it's tefillah b'tzibur. So even though making a minyan is not so simple. To make a minyan. But when you have a minyan, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's tefillah b'tzibur, even though you're davening outside or upstairs. So I'm going to be a little more lenient, because I was misupik about this for months. I kept on saying, I'm not sure if it's tefillah b'tzibur. You know, when I saw a tshuva, I spoke about, that's for another shir efshir. I saw a tshuva from a rav, not in the five towns, a rav within New York City. And he had a tshuva. If 6 people are davening, is it tefillah b'tzibur? The bus of the Rebbe knows, I get very upset. That the bus of the Rebbe has 10 people davening, he has a factory, but he only wants 10 at a time. So he knows, I'm makbid, 10 people should be davening. So Did you know Rabbi Kalish wants a minion? See, when he makes a minion, he says, I'll join the minion. I'm not davening. He thinks as long as you have 10 people there and 6 or 7, 8 or 9 are davening, it's called tefillah b'tzibah.
It's not tefillah b'tzibah.
Look, I say no. Tefillah b'tzibah, you need 10 people davening.
Right.
This guy, this Rav, has a tshuva. I studied a tshuva today or yesterday. This guy.
Rabbi, I always used to think you only need
so,
6
you know,
people.
I announced, yeah, so you used to think. So I announce Sunday morning when I daven after the daf, we have exactly a minion. So I usually give a clap before Baruch. One Sunday I said, please, everyone start Shemoneh Esrei together. We need all of you to make tefillah b'tzibah. I want tefillah b'tzibah. To say Kaddish and Kedush, you only need 6. You always thought Malcha, like everyone thinks, it's true. To say Kaddish and Kedush, Chazos HaShatz, you only need 6. But is that called tefillah b'tzibah? That you never thought of it.
Because you might need 11. You might need 11 because the Shlach Sibah Shlosh Masrei is not, doesn't count.
He does. You don't need 11. Maximum you need is 10. So I, this Sunday, this yesterday, make sure 10 people are starting together. Every morning, I make sure when we start Shemoneh Esrei, I look around, 10 people, let's go. Because in order to be Tefillah B'tzibah, so this Rav brings a big machlok sachroi. It brings a big machlokes achronim. It's a diak. The Rambam, maybe yes, maybe no. It's a big machlokes. So I was mesukk about this for many years. So I'm makbid. I want to have for sure tefillah b'tzibah. I want to daven in a place that the 10 people davening, not 9, not 8, and you could say kaddish and kedusha. We're up to 6, maybe even less. But at least chazos hashatz, you need 6. But it doesn't mean it's necessarily tefillah b'tzibah. It could be to be tefillah b'tzibah. You need 10 people davening together. And if not, it's not tefillah b'tzibah. So when I walk into Boston, the rabbi says, oh, Rabbi Kalish needs 10 people. He knows. I'm not with you. You have 10 daveners. Don't give me a yid who's not davening in my meaning. Okay, Rabbi Shai, so a little COVID of Torah. Stay away from politics. I try to stay away from the hysteria and the politics and the mess, the yidness, the not mess. Stay away from that. Just halacha, shulchan aruch. I'm going to learn the sugyim, psachim, mishnah berurahs. So thank you, Rabbi Shai.
So what if let's example, you only have 6 people davening and you have 10 people in the shul. So what would you call that davening? Would davening be chidus? How would you rate it?
Chaim says, "Mamana, I hear you." Chaim is saying, "Mamana."
I mean, we have the shayla all the time. You're at a sheva brachas,
right?
11 men, 3 or 4 daven.
Right. So how are you going to rate it?
Well, you rate it. There's a minion, so you can say kaddish. You can say baruch because you have a minion. There's a minion there. But who says just because it's a minion, it's called tefillah b'tzibah? It's not muchach. Chaim, you're tiny. Chaim is saying, "Mamana." It's a minion or not a minion? It's not a minion. What are you saying kaddish for? The Torah says it's a minion. But just because it's a minion, that doesn't mean that it's tefillah b'tzibah necessarily.
What didn't you accomplish then?
You didn't have tefillah b'tzibah. I love tefillah b'tzibah.
So your Shemoneh Esrei is not the same Shemoneh Esrei?
I'm not in the tefillah b'tzibah during the COVID. So somebody, my cousin called me, you're going to lose your job in yeshiva. You're going to lose your rabbanis. Kalish, what are you nuts? Stop davening in a minion. So my wife says, you lose your job, and you lose the rabbanis, you got to daven in a minute. My wife pushed me not to give in to this extortion. My cousin called me up. He warned me. I thought I lost my job, Mishfarak, but I got a better job. Bashem took care of me. But my wife said, so what? You got to daven in a minute. So that's tefillah b'tzibah. So I also got Kaddish and Kedusha. You're right. The Kaddish and Kedusha for sure I got. Is it tefillah b'tzibah if you don't have 10 people davening? That's a shayla nachron. It's a silly.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.